pretty sure that's the way it works. Because, like, that patch of forest over there, it's got, like, 50,000 birds in there. They're all screaming and probably eating bugs out of their own shit over there. Anyways,
yeah. Definitely how it works.
I mean, isn't that how it works?
That is not how it works.
Anyways, welcome back. Ignore that weird conversation that we had just started this podcast off with.
You should have waited until we were finished with that conversation and then started the podcast. But it's okay.
Meh. It's best to leave things out of context. welcome back to the morning ride with the jacket and the spoon.
So reality's bending again.
Bending reality again. I feel very sick. I don't know why. I ate a cereal that was combined as two cereals.
Wait, so you took two brands of cereal and mixed them together in the same bowl?
Yes.
Alright, what was it?
I had shredded wheats and I had, like, bran flakes. So it was, like, double the carbs and it was, like, tasteless. Had no sugar or anything and it just tasted like cereal. It was really weird. I don't know.
Nice.
I don't eat cereal with sugar in it anymore. I don't, like, eat anything with a lot of sugar in it anymore. The only thing I, like, eat that has sugar in it is, like, Clear Mind kombucha from Trader Joe's. That's about it.
But you don't eat that, you drink that.
It's the same thing.
You consume it.
It goes straight to the gut anyways, and then it boils in the gut, and it's like, here, we're gonna make you feel better, and it's like, alright, awesome. That guy is carrying two stovetops in the back of one trailer. Anyways.
Anyway.
So, today I figured I was talking with a friend, and he suggested that we do a Would You Rather game today, because we don't have any. Did you just spit on your hand?
No, I blew on it because it's fucking bleeding.
I was about to say, like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's bleeding. Alright, so you know how you get blisters when you lift weights and stuff?
Well, I get calluses, not blisters, but yeah.
I get blisters. Anyway, maybe one of my blisters is bleeding.
Maybe you're fucking doing it too hard.
Well, I'm rowing, so I'm, yeah. We've only gone, or like a rowing machine. So, yeah, that just kind of happens with the sport. It just comes with it.
Well, I mean,
just gotta fucking deal with it, dude.
I use, like, metal bars that are, like, serrated or whatever. Not serrated, fucking what, like,
serrated. Jeez, that's edgy.
It's got, like, the rough edges and it gets you these, like, calluses on your hands. I don't know. I don't fucking, like, I don't know what you do to make yours open up, but, like, mine just kind of, like, harden and then just turn into rocks. Anyways, I got really confused of what we were listening to for a second. I'm, like, so out of it today. Like, I woke up this morning. I got, like, 6 hours of sleep, and I was just kind of, like, I woke up, and I was, like, I don't know.
I was about to get 6 hours of sleep, and then my Wi-Fi shut off. I'm, like, dang it, I can't work my project anymore. So I went to bed.
I thought you said my wife shut off, and I was, like, what?
Yeah, I have a wife. You didn't know?
How did you get a wife?
Yes.
That's a question that we'll never answer. It's a question to be left unanswered. Hold
on, you should ask that to your wife when you get married. How did, like, you get a husband?
I get a wife. How did I get a wife? And she's just like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
Do you have Alzheimer's? No. I don't know how I got you as a wife. I don't know who you are. So yeah. Not million dollars. What?
No. Wow.
Would you rather the video game? Let's do this. So one of the scenarios that our God Grant has given us is, would you rather 3 times a year be a victim of a plane crash where 90% of your body gets completely burned by third-degree burns and you require, like, skin grafts and shit like that, but your body regenerates back to the way it was so you don't end up with scarring and shit like that after, like, 2 weeks? Okay. Or would you rather every morning get hit by a car at any random speed, at any, like any car?
I think I'll take the car.
But this happens every morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll take the car.
Because I think I chose the plane one, because I was talking with Grant. I was like, so, like, what, do you just get up and, like, lay down on the floor and get run over? Or do you, like, stand around and then just get hit by a car? And he's like, no, you just get out of bed and, like, maybe, like, a truck going 40 miles comes at you and hits you, like, as hard as it can, and you go fucking flying off the road or something. And I was like, oh, I don't know if I'd be able to handle, like, my entire body breaking and then being in the hospital for, like, 6 months. But then again,
But then the next morning, you'd wake up, another car would run into you, and you would die. So, I'll take the car.
The thing is, you keep regenerating health. What is in the back of that truck? Is that like a bomb?
Oh my god. Jesus Christ. It's like a giant shit.
It's just like a giant... Oh, it's like floppy.
Ooh, it's a penis.
They're just...
It's a whale dick.
It's just a giant, like, inflatable penis that they're trying to, like, get out of some kind of area because it's just, like, too inappropriate.
All right. Would you rather... Huh, let me think about this. Are you okay, sir?
No. Is that someone's music playing?
Yeah, it's someone else's music.
I was like, that's that.
Ours is buffering. Jeez, I just had a good one. Oh, yeah. Okay. So, have you ever seen the show Bakugan? Like, when you were a kid, did you ever watch that show?
Bakugan?
Yeah. It's like the little balls they roll onto cards. And they, like, pop out.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Would you rather be a Pokemon or a Bakugan?
Fuck. Because if you're a Pokemon, you're going to be trapped in a fucking ball for your entire life until, like, your trainer's just like, hey, I need you to fight something! And then you come out and you're like, I got this! Oh, shit, that guy's a higher level than me. That all right. And then if you're a Bakugan, you're just a fucking ball.
You're also trapped in a ball until your trainer is like, hey, I need you to do something for me.
So both existences are miserable.
Yes. And if you're, well, okay, the chances are, though, if you're a Pokemon, you might not ever get used, but if you're a Bakugan, at least there's a lot more of a chance that you'll be trapped in a ball less. Makes sense.
Just be like thrown into the bottom of the backpack, like, just like level 2 Pokemon. The trainer's already trained like a level 46 Pokemon. Like, I don't need this shit.
Yeah, they might just be catching you for Pokedex entry and then just be like, all right, box.
If there was like a cool crib on the inside, maybe I'd do it.
But I don't think there is. I think you just, your spirit just kind of condenses and fits in the ball, and then you're just like, okay, this is my life now.
Yeah, I think I just choose being a Pokemon then, because I feel like...
But Pokemon can die. I don't know, though.
Well, that'd be better than being stuck in a Bakugan.
Fair. You're immortal. You're an immortal piece of metal. Immortal piece of plastic.
I would not want to do that. Alright, so... Would you rather... pee out of your asshole and shit out of your dick?
My god.
Or would you rather be tortured by ISIS for like once a month?
Once a month.
Once a month. And it can be like, it can only be like 10 minutes, but ISIS can do anything to you, including like decapitating you and shit like that, but then you like respawn.
ISIS. Closer to death.
So you would rather be shot by like a howitzer cannon, be dropped in acid, be burned in the streets, and be shot in the head, and be executed in public like once a month, and like get your toenails and stuff like that ripped out and have your like fucking ears ripped off and shit?
Yeah.
I don't know how you'd do that. But also, at the same time, the way that we described the other scenario is that, like...
I don't want to try to shit on my dick for the rest of my life, so I'm good.
Grant suggested that you shove a toothbrush down your dick hole whenever you shit so that you have to clean it.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, I told him, I was like, I don't know if I could do that. That's fucking no.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Yeah, I'm good. Alrighty. Okay. Would you rather, like, forever have a trail of bees following you, and if you don't move more than, like, 40 kilometers per hour, they will find you and they will sting you, and this will happen for the rest of your life? Or would you rather, if you show anyone your bare back, you die?
The fuck?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Bare back as in, like, I take,
like,
off my shirt.
If you take off your shirt back, and someone looks at your back, you will die.
That's easy. Wait, hold on.
Is it though?
With these bees, are they like fucking titanium bees that, like, if you're in a classroom?
No, you can kill them, but there will just more will respawn.
No, but like if you're inside of a building and
they're following you.
But like you close off the doors,
and they'll, like, fly away.
You've got like steel doors and then like a wooden door with bulletproof glass. Like, how, like, would they get in?
I'm sure they would find a way in. They're pretty small, dude.
Oh, easy. Then you just wear, like, a beekeeper outfit. Like,
for the rest beekeeper of your, outfit for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, like, they could still sting you through that.
Also, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't be able to get through, like, an air conditioning thing, because air conditioners have filters, so they don't allow pollutants inside, so they can't get inside.
Yeah, well, unless you want to be a hermit for the rest of your life.
So, like, if I wanna just go outside, I just have to wear a beekeeper outfit, and people would just ask me, like, what the fuck are you doing? And I would just be like,
it's like, oh, do you see those bees behind me? Yeah, they're trying to kill me.
There's a horde of bees behind me, and you just look in the sky, and you just see, like, a giant cloud of bees. Yeah. It's like, there's so many bees that you can physically see a giant cloud. Like, yeah, they're all manifesting into that. But also, at the same time, like, who the fuck would ever see my bare back? Like, I don't...
Your wife? Your future wife?
That would count.
And if anyone looks at your bare back, you will die. If a kid walks in on you in the restroom,
I just gotta make sure that my wife doesn't give me a massage.
You know that's not gonna happen, right?
She. I'm not gonna allow her to see the
fucking thick
muscles in my back.
You can't tell anyone to not look at your back. That's a condition.
But I can tell them that I don't want to go to the beach, or I don't want them to give me a massage. Because I maybe have...
Yeah, true. See, if you go to the beach...
I have a sensitive back. Even though my back is, like, the most muscular part
of
my body.
You could wear, like, a rash guard to the beach. Like one of those dads who wear, like water shoes and rash guards.
But what's a rash guard?
A rash guard is literally a t-shirt that is meant to get wet. Like, you take it into the ocean and it's...
Like a wetsuit?
No, not... It kinda. It's kinda like a wetsuit, but it's like if it was, like, loose, like a t-shirt.
I've never heard of that before.
Really?
Nope. What is that? So, like,
a lot of, like, surfers wear them, but without, like, you know, an actual wetsuit. Like, they'll wear some trunks and a rash guard, but not a wetsuit sometimes, you know what I'm saying?
I guess. Where's the music, dude?
I had to fix it.
I had to fix it.
Yo, okay. Guys. So, going with the beast?
What the fuck, huh?
Going with the beast?
Yes.
Okay.
I'll just buy, like, an advanced, like, beekeeper outfit. Just, like,
beekeeper
and
outfit.
And then just walk outside with that. You, like, go into a store, and you come up to the front desk, you're like, yeah, I would like to buy this one thing, and you're just, like, in a beekeeper outfit, they're like, why are you wearing that? And you're just, like, just look out the window, and you just, like, see, like, a giant, like, black blob of bees.
Black cloud of just bees.
And they're just like, what the fuck did you do to piss them off? And I'm just like, they just follow me.
They just follow me around. You could catch one of them and call it a Pokemon.
You could just catch a bunch of them into a Pokeball and then, like, just throw them in a fire, but they'll just come back. Like,
yeah, they'll come back. That's too much effort.
There's nothing you can really do about it. So yeah, right. I just recommend you keep the doors closed as we're doing this. We're gonna have to follow the giant penis, like, on the trailer.
Oh my god, we are.
Great. Not down this road. That's gonna... Oh, man. That's gonna take so long. Is it gonna rain today?
I don't know.
Oh, this is Steve for the forecast today. It looks like it's about to rain. It's about 66 degrees outside.
Oh, my God. We're doing this again.
It's heavy rain clouds. They are hovering over the skies, making everything very dark. And I don't think there's anything we can do about it. I don't have a flashlight. I don't have a flashlight. I don't have an umbrella, and there's nothing I can do. But
yes, no.
Oh, the penis truck is like moving off to the side.
We passed a giant.
Oh, there's a giant penis. Tree in that bag.
No, it's a penis.
It's a penis. There's a giant penis in that truck. It's a giant penis.
Did you see the tip of that tree? It looked like a penis. It's a penis.
It was also very wobbly.
Exactly.
Dude, they're still, like, what is this construction that they're doing
here? I do not know.
They've been, like, up to this for, like, the entire fucking year. Wait, we have, like, TPC, don't we?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Jeez, that's gonna be fun. Alright,
the traffic on this road is gonna be fucking god-awful. Would you rather,
kill yourself or kill yourself?
Get randomly yelled at by Gordon Ramsay, regardless of what you're doing. If you do something that you're proud of, like you create some like good artwork or some shit like that, Gordon Ramsay will just like, there's a possibility that he might randomly pop out and just call you a fuckhead. Or would you rather, brainmachine.exe has stopped working. Or would you rather have your phone randomly text everyone in your contacts list?
Randomly text everyone.
Something like fucked, yeah. As in, like, your phone will randomly send a message to your girlfriend that says, I hate you.
Jesus. It's a good thing I don't have my girlfriend in my phone contacts, but that's okay! You know, I think... Hold on, as I change the music, because, the YouTube stopped working.
Alright,
YouTubeMachine.exe stopped working. I would probably say Gordon Ramsay. Wait, hold on. Am I the only one that can see Gordon Ramsay? Like, is it, like, a figment of my imagination and it's kind of like schizophrenia where I just see him? Or is it, like,
everyone? Everyone.
Okay, yeah, then I definitely take Gordon Ramsay.
You'll be, like, in fucking class. You'll be doing... It'll happen, like, randomly, just, like, out of nowhere, too. Like, so let's say you're doing, like, a math assignment, right? And you're going through the questions, you're like, I think that's right. And you go into the next question, you start, like... you start doing the work, and then you get an answer, and you're like, I don't know about that. And Gordon Ramsay just fucking, like, morphs to the wall, and he's like, you fuckhead! And he just starts, like, insulting you for a solid, like, 30 seconds, and then just morphs back into the wall. And everyone can hear him and see him, and they all just look at you and think, like, what the hell did you do?
They'd probably be looking at Gordon Ramsay that just came through the fucking wall.
Yeah, but then they would look at you, because you're the only one he yells at. He ignores everyone else. He just focuses mainly on you and just obliterates you.
Definitely, yeah. Yes, Gordon Ramsay.
I don't know. I think I'd do that.
Alrighty. Give me a few seconds. Would you rather...
I also didn't think of any, like, any scenarios while I was working out yesterday.
Yeah, I figured you wouldn't.
Because I said I was going to do it, but then I was talking to Emily, like, for, like, a solid hour.
Nice.
Because I messaged her on Discord, and then we started talking about, like, families and shit.
Would you rather be stuck at a... Okay, you know those giant, like, telephone tower or towers that are, like, that kind of look like those giant telephone towers? I don't remember what they're actually called.
Okay, telephone towers, yeah.
But it's, like... Yeah, okay. Would you rather be stuck in one of those, or would you rather...
What the fuck is that smoke?
I don't know. that's what I was trying to figure out. And I could smell it in the car. It's like...
burnt rubber.
Jeez, yeah, dude, maybe. Or rather...
Oh, Jesus Christ, what the fuck is that?
It's like toxic. I don't know. Dude, I don't know what that is.
Yeah, it's like, it smells fucking toxic. It's like burning plastic or some shit.
Okay.
That guy's coming out in the middle of the road.
Oh, jeez, he's stopping us, okay. I still can't think of another one.
Fuck, it still stinks. Think long and hard.
I am thinking long and hard.
Hard like a dick.
Well, my dick's wet as a noodle. I don't know what you're talking about.
The dick is wet as a noodle?
Uh-huh.
What does that mean? It still smells like fucking cancer in here.
Yeah, it does.
And I'm about to fart and it's gonna like add to the
no.
cancer.
No!
Think long and hard.
Jesus, hold on. Or would you... Okay, so would you rather be stuck in a telephone thing? The big telephone tower?
Yes.
Or would you rather...
Be stuck in a bush?
No. Or would you rather be able to...
You want me to do one?
No. Okay, I got it. All right. So, would you rather be stuck in a telephone tower, or would you rather, would you rather, like, every time you walk into, like, a room, everyone just all of a sudden has this desire to murder you? Like, it is almost uncontrollable. Like, some people will act on it, but most of the time they won't. It's random. We'll say, like, 70-30.
And do I have any defense against this?
Yeah, you can defend against them. It doesn't matter. Like, whoever decides to act on it, you can defend against them. Like, you can punch them back or something. I don't know.
Well, I'd probably be in that scenario where everyone wants to kill me. Because, I mean, I think that would be so boring, being stuck in a fucking telephone tower.
Yeah. I mean, you'd probably figure out a way to, like, climb around it, though, and, like... I don't know. Break off like a fishing line to the nearest lake or something like that, and that's how you get your food.
Oh, okay. I know another one. Would you rather once a month, you'll randomly be put into an all-out war scenario against orphans.
Oh my
like
God.
Ages ranging from toddler to 15 or some shit like that.
Okay.
Right? Until like they're adults. And like all the orphans wanna fucking kill you.
Okay.
And the only allies that you have are the Crips. the Crips
what
gang.
What the fuck is this? Okay.
And they can they have like guns and stuff like that, so they can help you if you're ever like in dire need of a weapon. But at the same time, if you fuck up and do a mistake and then, like, kind of cost the Crips a life or something, the Crips can kill you and they will go against you, too.
Okay,
and then,
continue.
Or would you rather that once, let's say, like, every morning, when you take a shower, there will be just a bunch of, like, weird, old, naked men in your bathroom.
Okay. Oh, Jesus. Oh.
you your bathroom's empty, you hop into the shower, and you can hear, like, rustling around. And if you look outside of your shower, you'll just see, a bunch of naked old guys. Just, like, sweaty, greasy, and hairy. And fat.
I don't know. I feel like the killing children would be kind of fun.
Uh, would kill.
Is that wrong for me to say on this podcast?
You would just kill a bunch of orphans.
Like, is that wrong for me to say?
Oh, in self-defense, I think not. Right?
Yeah, I guess that's fair.
I don't know how that would
but
work.
But no, is it wrong for me to say that I would like to kill a bunch of orphans? That's what I'm really asking here.
Probably, yes.
Okay, so I'm gonna say it. And I'd probably take option one. Hey, because I'm not trying to see those old men every morning. I'd rather be at war.
It's like a whole day of just all-out warfare, like military weapons included, like howitzer cannons, and you're fighting
UAVs
like,
online.
Yeah, you're like fighting Taliban style against all the orphans.
Jesus Christ. It sounds slightly fun, actually, not gonna lie. I mean, they're a bunch of 15-year-olds, and the toddler don't know how to do anything, so those would be the easiest. Their heads are so big, you just gotta go...
The thing is, you're untrained, so, like, what you know now about weapons is what you would know in war.
I know how to fire guns.
Do you know how to fire, like, an AR-15 or an AK if you were given one?
I'm better with pistols.
Exactly.
But I can fire...
Alright, hey everybody, random segment here of this episode, it ended very abruptly.
Yeah, I was about to kill off a bunch of orphans.
Yeah, we were talking about killing off orphans, that needs a lot of context. Anyways, basically, Grant, if you're fucking listening to this, I'm gonna fucking rape you. I'm just kidding, no, I'm gonna hurt you, because our friend Grant just called us, and it ended the podcast while we were talking, and then we call him back, and he's like, hey, we're behind you, and then ends the call, and, like, now we're just kind of, like, sitting here, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So...
I guess we'll just wrap it up now.
Yeah, we just want to, like, apologize for the sudden abruption, the abrupt ending.
Abruption? Abruption. That's like abortion, but abruption. Different.
Well, I mean, technically that's what it is. Sorry for the random abortion that we just, like, did there at the end of the episode today. But I guess it doesn't really matter because we're at school and we just finished our Would You Rather episode segment of this podcast, episode.
Thank you guys for listening. And
I promise I don't have like Alzheimer's or something.
Yeah, you do.
I might have. I don't know. There's a parking lot. Hello, my name is Chris. We'll talk about you later.